Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we have a crisis at our borders. We have a crisis at our doorsteps. How much do you know about the United States animal industry? We think about the livestock. We think about pets. We think about down on the farm. But the animal industry, and I know PETA hates that term, is far more reaching and touching in our lives. We've been watching all kinds of craziness in this nation for the last many years, but the last 2 years has been crazier than usual. And even this morning, there is more disturbing breaking news, which I'm going to go to real quick before we get on with the show. The Secret Service has intercepted two suspicious packages sent addressed to Obama and to Clinton. Now, this article, which I also find is a little bit strange, it says there was also a package to the White House, but they focus in this article on the two, one to Clinton and Obama, and Soros, the billionaire that funds a lot of the Democrat activity. This is crazy. Now, I would say this is probably the same person, even from the that sent it to the White House. There was another one. They were all intercepted. They didn't get to their place of residence. They were intercepted in the mail and stopped immediately. And it said that they were simple packages, but the one for the White House actually had, projectiles contained in it. I guess that means like the nails or whatever to do harm when it exploded. Craziness. I mentioned to you a week ago when I interviewed Tom DeWeese that the popular talking head made a comment and he said he heard it too. They believe that they're the only ones in the fight for protecting liberty and that they've been there alone. But you and I know better. While us talking heads do a lot of talking, there are those with boots on the ground actually doing the fighting, the real battles. These are the ones we need to pay attention to, not all the talking heads and their political consultants. But I guess the real battle isn't as attractive to many. And seeing the truth is scary. But these boots on the ground are having victories. And we need that encouragement. We need to hear the victories. We need to hear what they're doing. And we need to be a part of it. We've lost a lot of ground when it comes to extreme issues of rights in this nation. Taxes making us poor. Taxes taking our property. Taxes, licenses, permits, regulations, mandates. All infringing on your rights. Your God-given rights, all giving government more control and us less. Lest you be mistaken, that is called socialism. From health care to travel, from family to food, from your neighborhoods to language, from the farm to the city, from the sea to shining sea, across the forgotten land called the flyover states. When all is controlled by government, you are no longer free and independent. My guest today is a good friend, a dear friend, Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I haven't heard from her in a while, and I've kind of been missing her, and that's my fault as well as hers. I'm not going to take all the blame. But they've come to several victories, and they're so busy. And I want to hear more about what's happening on the battlefront. Mindy, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. I really have missed you. I really, really have.
I've missed you too, but, you know, you've been busy fighting the battle, as have we, and I just, you know, you're a constant friend, and I always enjoy circling the wagons and getting back together with you.
I love that.
Thank circling you for having
the wagons. You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Before we get to some things, I wanted to talk about, and then maybe we will give a free plug, and maybe we can give another plug before we're done, but the circus is coming to town. Can we talk about that real quick? Because that's a happy thing. And then we'll get to the others.
You know, I love the circus. I've always loved the circus. And when the circus started coming under attack by the animal rights extremists, it was just such a clear overreach of made-up gobbledygook that it has always been a topic that has made me so angry for many reasons. But, yes, the circus is coming to Missouri, Independence, Missouri. The Shrine Circus is going to be in Independence, Missouri, November 16th through the 18th at the Silverstein Eye Center Arena. And everybody listening to this broadcast, I would love for you to go and support the Shrine Circus. They are going
Absolutely.
To have live animals. They will have elephants. They will have camels. They'll have other animals there. And I really appreciate them doing that because there are circuses out there that are eliminating animals from their venue because they're not wanting to deal with the animal rightists anymore. And we cannot cave. We cannot give in to their propaganda. So we need to go and support the Shrine Circus in early November.
Now, I printed this out, and I just realized I don't have a phone number or anything for people to reach out to that. So maybe I can find something before the end of the show.
It's very easy. You can simply just, you know, Google search Shrine Circus, and it pops up immediately because it's their most recent venue. You can click on Shrine Circus, and it takes you to their schedule. But I do have a phone number, actually.
Okay,
right,
good. I have the schedule in front of me, but not the phone number. Okay.
Great. The phone number you can call to get tickets is 844-765-8432. Again, that's 844-765-8432.
And it's on Friday, it's on Saturday, and it's on Sunday. So you have plenty of opportunities to do this, and this is November 16th through the 18th. Excuse me. What a great time for the family. What a great time to celebrate fall. I mean, it'll just be a blast. I'm going to see if I can talk somebody into that. I'm
going to wholesome entertainment, and I will see you there if you go. We should go and
go together.
Like a Facebook Live or a live broadcast.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Let's try and plan that out. We'll talk later. We'll try.
Absolutely.
People are thinking, they're rolling their eyes around. Oh, there the girls go again. But, yeah, that would be just fantastic.
There's not a lot of wholesome family activities out there to participate in anymore.
No, and it sure beats watching the news.
Yeah, well, I'm guilty of that.
Well, you and I watch it a lot because we have to, but it's I'll tell you what, it's just, you know, and then I get this breaking news this morning about more bombs, and here, you know, it's covering the right and the left. I guess somebody's PO'd at all, everybody. Just, I would assume that it's probably the same person doing it to all, but that's just me. But, you know.
There is a puppet master behind all of it. There always is, and they're well-funded, and they are working hard to distract the American people and to instill fear. And, you know, I will not be afraid. I will not be intimidated by these bullies and these terrorists, and we have to stand more than ever, stand up for America.
Absolutely. We have to. We have to keep the voices going. We have to make our voices heard. I like Horton Hears a Who. I always talk about that. But that serves a big lesson because it takes every single one of us to make some noise. The only reason our voices are forgotten is because we've been silent. So we need to start speaking up. We're going into a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the victory you've had in Chicago, at least thus far, and then we'll just continue with everything you've been doing. You've been so busy. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have Mindy Patterson on with me, the Cavalry Group, helping others, fighting, truly, troops, boots on the ground, for you and for me, for liberty. And we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America. Using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I didn't give the phone number out, but I have a caller already. They want to talk about the bomb, and we're not going to go that direction, but I'm going to go ahead and take John anyway because I didn't make that very clear. So, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
My opinion is it's a false flag, October surprise, and they're going to blame the right for it. Watch and see.
Well, they always blame the right.
And God forbid that you should vote for the right, because look at what's going on. Look at what they cause. That's what's going to happen.
And I was thinking this morning as I was looking at the pictures of these immigrants coming through these other countries and how it looks, and I'm thinking, if they get through, that's how we're going to look all the time.
Mm-hmm. America will be a much more dangerous place. Women won't be safe on the streets with what's going on in Europe.
You betcha. You betcha. And we better hang on to that Second Amendment.
We better fight for our country.
You're right. You're right.
Amen.
John.
Thank you.
You're right, John. Thank you. And thank you for listening. I appreciate it. You know, it's scary times, Mindy. You're quite a bit younger than I am. I remember a lot of other times when we were in some pretty scary times, but not like this.
I'm not that much younger than you, but we can arm wrestle over that later. But honestly, these are scary times, but at the same time, I think that it's forcing Americans to wake up and embrace what a wonderful country we have. And we've unfortunately been forced into this place because people have been asleep, as you've been saying for years.
Oh yes, asleep at the helm, you know, and timid, you know. All we want is to be left alone. We want to be independent. We want to be left alone. And, you know, there's battles going on in every one of the states. And I do want to get back to what we were supposed to be talking about. But November 6th is important. I don't know where your heart, I know your heart is. I don't know what your decision, then it's not any of my business, really. But I've made it very public. I have never, ever, ever, ever voted a straight ticket. But I will come November. And I've been telling my people, there's a particular person here in Missouri I'm going to vote for, even though I'm not really fond of him. And I'm saying, give him a chance, but don't give him an inch. You've got to stay on top of him.
Well, we should be that way with all of our elected representatives.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Always.
But that's what we've done. We've elected them, and then we go our way. And we let them do whatever. And then we're the ones in trouble.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, these subversive political agendas are always going to be there incrementally chip away at our sovereignty and our nation and our Constitution and all of those ways. And it's just a given. And a lot of them have really stepped up their game, and that's what we're seeing now. But there are good people who are working in government to play their proper role out, if you will. And I think that's really the clincher here, is the American people need to remember government's proper role, and it is not to be in every aspect of our lives. And in fact, I laugh when I say that. I hear myself saying that out loud because we don't want government in our lives, and it seems that there are people who want it in every facet of our lives. And that scares me. You know, my parents are both gone now, but I feel like they're little, angels on my shoulders overseeing all of this and reminding me of the importance of what they fought for in World War II. My parents were World War II generation.
Yeah, mine were too.
And what we're seeing today is the very tyranny that they fought. But things seemed clearer back then, I think, and people, America was more united, and the Democrats of their era were very different than the Democrats of today. The Democrats of today are radicals, and I don't know. I'm rambling. I didn't mean to ramble.
No, you're not rambling. You know, and we all have a wake-up call. And I feel the same way as you do. My parents were also World War II vets and very independent. And, they were very strict about teaching they were Christian and they were teaching us the way of the Lord, but morals and integrity and hard work and those kind of things, you know, and to be independent, except when we were under their thumb. They didn't want us to be too independent. But, you know, it's when we were children. But that's a mindset that doesn't seem to be with the people today. And those that are crying for more control of the government, you know, they need to take care of our health care. They're going to be so sorry. They don't know what they're asking for. The heads do. You know, they know what they're after. They're after socialism. So when Claire McCaskill talks about that, or Hillary Clinton or Maxine Waters or some of these others, they know. You know, and so does Bernie Sanders. They know exactly what they're leading the people to, but the people that are following, they don't. Not 100%
exactly.
Anyway. They don't know what's about to be perpetrated down upon them with socialism. Just like invading with the horse and carriage industry. And I want to talk about that. We have been on the battle. You have been on the battlefield. I've just talked about it a little bit. And I want to share something with you about that later here on the air. Something that I talked about with some strangers that I became acquainted with a couple of weeks ago. But the Chicago carriage industry, you had a victory there. I know the battle will never end, but we've got a victory. Let's talk about that.
We did. For the next year, we're in the safe zone anyway, and we lucked out. Our team showed up with an amazing group of our side, I should say, showed up with the carriage owners from Chicago, in addition to their veterinarians, the Horse Council of Illinois, Illinois Farm Bureau, and other horse industry experts. It was an honor to be a part of this group of people and group of equine experts that were showing up in defense of the horse carriage industry to oppose the ban. And the ban basically was an amendment to the Chicago City Council's License and Consumer Committee's proposal to that basically wanted to prohibit the renewal of the horse carriage licenses. So it, they weren't calling it a ban. They just weren't going to renew their licenses. Isn't that nice? Mm. So we showed up, and I have to say we did outnumber the animal rights people that were there to testify, and it was very clear that two things were very clear. One, as usual, the animal rights groups show up with nothing but emotion. They had no solid argument. How could they? I mean, the horse carriage people are just completely regulated out the nose, and their stables are beautiful. They operate a beautiful stable and horse carriage businesses, all of them. I mean, it just is, it is just that. But the other thing that is incredibly clear in the fact that they don't, the other side has no argument, the thing that was really a standout for me sitting in that hearing room and observing was that the chairwoman of the committee, Chairwoman Mitz, she was alone. And she drove that hearing and was intent on hearing everyone's testimony. But there were four aldermen who were not all in the committee, but they were present to hear this hearing because they were the sponsors of the bill. And several of them had already passed legislation to ban pet stores in Cook County, Illinois, and had done some other things as the shills for the animal rights movement to harm other animal-related businesses. And she stood firmly and said, nope, we're going to hear this hearing out where I want to hear from the other side. She had made it clear that she had been taking meetings with the animal rights groups, and she'd already heard their side. Now she wanted to hear the scientific side from the horse people. And she gave us our voice. It was a 4.5-hour hearing. Mm. We had to listen to the drivel and the emotion and the tears from the other side. And we stood up against that with science, facts, and empirical evidence that these horses are well cared for and that this is a legitimate industry, legal business that they are just wanting to outright ban because they don't like it, and you can't do that. The last 5 minutes of the hearing were very touch and go. We thought they were going to take it to a vote, and we knew that they had the votes in the committee to shoot us down, but the chairwoman said, I will not ban illegal business when we have bigger fish to fry in our city of Chicago. We're having murders every day. People are hungry on the street. We have bigger issues regarding people. I will not ban this legal business. And down came the gavel, and the decision was made, and there was just, the whole room was electric. And so they were spared for another year.
Oh, my goodness. That is just awesome. Oh,
yeah, so it's nothing special.
Pats on the back to her.
We did.
Because that was brave. If she was already outnumbered, pats on the back for her.
She is awesome.
Good for her. Yep. Absolutely. I still want to do this. I haven't been able to get to my horse and carriage rides. We're going to a break. You're welcome to give us a call. We're talking about the animal industry at 877-895-5410. And the circus is in town. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be back. We're not the circus, but we'll be right back. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. Mindy, that is just fantastic what you were talking about there with the hearings with the Chicago horse and carriage. How's things going in New York? They're at a standstill right now, too, aren't they?
Well, they are, but, you know, the city council tried to implement a rulemaking, which it's my understanding nothing has been decided about that. And the rulemaking procedure, as you and I both know, has it's just nothing more than a procedure. They already have decided what they want to implement, and their decision is to have the carriages be completely inside Central Park to pick up their guests, and that would really harm the industry because they rely on what they call the hack lines or the pickup lines where they pick up customers to be on the street, and then they roll into the Central Park to give a ride. But it's all incrementalism. You know, they're trying to chip away and change things so that they are eventually completely banned from New York City. And it's not just New York and Chicago, as you well know. It's St. Louis, it's Charleston, it's Shreveport, it's everywhere. I read an article the other day that they're even under attack in the little town of Frederick, Maryland. And it's, again, it's on this whim of people wanting to completely ban an industry. And it's an injustice that would be done to legitimate businesses and to the animals that can never be undone. And we've got these people who want to decide the fate for these animals and their owners and these business owners who, at the very least, should be required to know something about these businesses. Oftentimes, these bans come from the hand of legislators at the local state level who know nothing about the industry.
They know nothing about horses.
Nothing. And that's why Chairman Mitz from Chicago was so awesome, because she actually took the time to go to the stable. She took the time to listen to everyone's testimony. She took the advice from veterinarians and the actual carriage owners instead of these animal rightists who really know nothing about the animals or the industry. They just want it banned because it doesn't align with their ideology. So, you know, this battle continues on every spectrum, not just the horse carriages, but with circuses, with zoos, with dog breeding, with pet ownership, and it all boils down to private property, as you and I have discussed before.
Exactly.
It's not up to these to government people to pick winners and losers.
Well, I was going to tell you, and a couple of different things. I started square dancing. I don't know if I ever shared that with you. I've been square dancing now for a couple of years. I'm still still got a lot to learn. Well, a couple of weeks ago, a weekend ago, when they have the callers come in, they come in from out of state, and these callers were from Iowa, I believe it was, and they're twins. And they're in their 50s, and we sat down and we were talking about different things in their family and in their lives. And one thing that they had done, I don't think they're as into it right now, was showing dogs. And so I told them what I do. I can't say for a living since I haven't made a living at it, but what I do every day. And they were pretty, most people don't, they do. They did because they're in the industry, but the majority of Americans that don't really know anything about the animal industry, they have no clue what HSUS and the ASPCA and PETA and some of these others, these radical groups, do to the industry. These men were well aware of it, and I told them, well, that's one thing I do, and I mentioned you, that we are out there fighting. I said, I'm the voice, and I said, there's a lot of people, and I mentioned you, Mindy Patterson, who's got boots on the ground that is doing everything she can, and I said, every now and then we have different ones on. It's been a while since we've done that, but we have different ones on that that we can talk to about this and inform the people that are listening. But people that are, the average American walking down the street, they don't have a clue what's being perpetrated against them, even though you're not in that industry. It's against you. And so I had the opportunity, and I that was kind of nice. Felt good.
Well, you bring up a really important point, and I think that the reason people don't know is because they don't understand that the difference between animal rights and animal welfare. We're all for animal welfare. You know, animal welfare is about animal husbandry and making sure that animals are content and fed and, you know, have all their basic needs taken care of. And quite honestly, those are often every base is covered in animal agriculture and people who raise, breed, and work with animals. But the animal rights ideology is based purely on emotion, not science. And it's also really important for your listeners to know that the animal rights movement is a political agenda. And it is chipping away bit by bit, altering Americans' views about animal ownership, animal use, through the media, through our schools, through our churches, through legislation and litigation. And incrementally, they are completely changing the public's view in even grocery stores about the food they buy and how animals are raised for food. And, you know, it's subtle. And it's just, it creeps in through every facet of our life. And the next thing you know, you're in their boat paddling for the wrong guy. And you are basically aiding in the demise of animal ownership and private property. And what's worse is people open up their checkbooks and fund these efforts, which is basically handing a shovel for agriculture or the pet industry to dig their own grave. It puts them out of business. This is really tragic, but you could apply that strategy to anything that's going on in the U.S. right now, because the left can't get anything passed without disguising it. Everything's
disguised
so that it looks good.
If people knew the truth, they'd never go for it.
Right.
You
right.
know, if people giving to HSUS because they see the sad puppies on TV, and their commercials are fantastic, they're well-funded, they do a great job, but they're not true. And these gentlemen that I was talking with, and I served them breakfast. They spent the night, and I served them breakfast. And so we were talking, and they were talking about how much of that money goes to the actual animals, and very, very little of that money. If the people really knew that, if they knew their money was just going to fund the upper crust and give them nice big salaries, you know, I don't think they'd be so apt to go for that. And we talk about the deep state, Mindy. How deeper is it when it's in this bureaucracy that is so embedded and controlling of the mandates and the regulations and the licenses and the permits and all this and that? And that is so, it is so overwhelming, especially in the animal industry, and it has just, you know, paralyzed it in so many aspects, and so many people have got out of the pet breeding business because of that. They just can't, they can't do it, can't afford it.
Lawful American businesses deserve the protection of their local government, not unfair restrictions and regulations, or to be outright banned. And that's what these legislators are doing, which is why we hosted a legislative reception in Florida last month at Two Tails Ranch, which is an elephant ranch in northern Florida. Patty Zerbini operates this amazing facility where she has 8 beautiful Asian elephants, and we hosted a legislative reception there where we invited local, state, and federal representatives to come for this reception, and it was an educational opportunity to educate them about how they have a lot of power in their hands to break the backs of animal-related businesses unless they understand what's at stake. And it was a very powerful evening.
Well, I want to talk about that because I looked at the pictures, loved the pictures, and then I was really jealous because I wasn't there participating. I love Chris Ann Hall. I just absolutely, you know, I get jealous really easy. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After
After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit csctalkradio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
We are back. We are in the final segment of today's show here at CSC Talk Radio. Real quickly, we're going to go to the phone lines, and then we're going to let Mindy kind of wrap us up here. We've got Larry from Missouri. Want to talk about animal activists. Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Beth. If what's true, I heard on the radio the other day. Boy, it cracked me up. Is it real? They came out with a commercial. This is far leftist. They're in the animal activists. People are in that. They came out of the commercial, don't vote for Trump because it's connected with old white people. Don't drink milk.
PETA has a campaign that's an anti-dairy campaign that is claiming that drinking milk is tied to white supremacy.
Yes.
So could it get any more far-fetched than that? I mean, really? It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that.
What does that mean if you're lactose intolerant? I mean,
thank you.
Exactly.
You're welcome, Larry.
Well, that just shows you how out of touch these people are. I mean, to take that angle to disparage the dairy industry, I find comical. And, you know, people are sharing this drivel, and I won't even post it. I won't share it because it's so dumb. I just don't even go there. So.
Well, it is. You know, I just got I heard that the other day, and I just thought, Seriously,
yeah.
Is that really where they're going to go with that? And, of course, immediately I'm thinking of all these mothers of all colors, all kinds, nursing their babies. And I'm thinking,
exactly.
Come on now. That is God's way, not, oh, my gosh.
It's a stretch.
There's no question.
Well, everything they do is a stretch. Well, the Animal Protection Act there in Texas, I wanted you to tell us a little bit about that. We can't possibly cover everything you've been up to in one show, but we need to try and cover some of it. So,
well, this reception that we had at Two Tails Ranch was really great, and it's something that needs to be done in every state with these legislators who are ending up being the judge, jury, and executioner for animal enterprise and animal ownership, with all of this onslaught of laws and, legislation that's attempting to be passed every single legislative session, which you've had me on your show numerous times talking about the onslaught of all the bills that come up between January and June and all these state houses. So, you know, we're attempting to educate these legislators firsthand as to what these bills that they're passing willy-nilly means, and not to get swayed by the emotion and the false information and the propaganda from the animal rights groups. And I think the main takeaway from this reception that we had with the local, we had city council members, county commissioners, some staffers from state representatives' offices, as well as state reps and state senators themselves. No one at the federal level was there, but at the end of the day, a lot of people are all, Patty Zerbini is phenomenal with her elephants, and she's a great example, so I'll use her. But she always gets the question from patrons who come to her for her facility to take a tour to learn more about elephants and conservation. And she always gets the question from people, well, these animals belong in the wild. And she'll reply by saying, what wild? There is no wild anymore. Mm-hmm. It's really important for people to understand, whether they are attending the circus, whether they're at a zoo, whether they're at a private facility looking at exotic animals or whatever it may be, it's really important to remember that private ownership, without private ownership of these animals, of these species, they will disappear from the planet because of habitat loss, poaching, illness, predators, starvation. You know, a lot of these animals reach their end because they're out looking for food. And, you know, you've seen the pictures of elephants rumbling through garbage in different, you know, in Africa and in Asia looking for food, or, you know, finding the end of their life being, unfortunately, killed because they're scrounging around in someone's farm. Or it just is, it's awful what's going on. But that's the reality. The benefits of human care, and people just, because of the animal rights lies and propaganda, they're assuming that because animals are in our care and they're working to pull a carriage or be in a zoo or perform in a circus, that they are, they're working against their will, so to speak, or they're not living a good life. Nothing could be further from the truth, because the benefits of these animals in human care, which is what we were instructing and teaching these legislators and lawmakers, is that the benefits of these animals being in human care is a life without predators, a life without poachers, access to veterinary care, constant access to food and water, safety from the elements, up-to-date science. I mean, I could go on and on and on. That is the reality of these animals being in human care. So the next time someone goes to a circus and they disparage the circus because elephants are giving an elephant ride or giving a performance, please try to remember that. These animals live in the lap of luxury, and they're safe from poachers. And that is really an important point. And I want our legislators to understand these things, because they're passing laws thinking that they're doing something good for animals, when really they are aiding and abetting the animal rightists. Yeah.
You know, I was telling somebody last night, they were asking about today's show, and I said, well, I'm going to have Mindy Patterson on, and I was just explaining to him. And then I was talking about the horse and carriage, and I said, you know, she went there more than once, but she went there and saw him. She says, oh, that we could be treated as well as those horses.
Well, exactly. And that was the conclusion of the chairwoman of the committee. She said, awesome? These horses live better than most people do in our city.
Well, we need to promote the Cavalry Group here real quick because we're just about out of time. Mindy needs membership. She needs help to keep her boots on the ground and fighting for you. This is not just something that we're not just out here taking money, people. We're trying to do the fight that you're not going to have anybody in D.C. fight for. They're just not going to do it. And the huge talking heads, they're not talking about it. Oh, they may give you a 30-second, 60-second, but they're not talking about it. Mindy, how can we join the Cavalry Group?
We are a member-based company, so we can't do what we do without members. So we welcome any membership level. You know, we have membership levels that cover people who are actually in the business of raising, breeding, and working with animals, but we also have a membership that provides information and knowledge of what we're up to, and it's just a part of being a part of the fight. You want to support the Cavalry Group without necessarily needing that legal protection. But they can go to our website, which is thecavalrygroup.com, and that's spelled C-A-V-A-L-R-Y, Cavalry Group. Click the join button and please join or donate and support our efforts to protect animal ownership and private property.
And the circus. We're going to go to the circus. We're going to have to make that happen.
Yeah, I think we should.
Go to the circus here in Independence, Missouri, 844-765-8432. That is November 16th through the 18th, and there's plenty of time to do that. Mindy, thank you so much for being a part of us today. We need to make this a regular thing. I missed you. All right.
We're headed out. Thank you.
We're headed out for the day. You know what I'm going to say. We've got to work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a